This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, welcome to Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo along with the webmaster. That, of course, is Evan Jenkins. And we appreciate you listening. Don't forget to follow us at wherever you follow your podcast. Caputo 98, Gentleman Jenkins to follow Evan on X. And I'm on Blue Sky now. Ooh. I need some followers. They got 90, 91. I'm up to 91 followers.
The Sergey of numbers.
Oh, man, it's just unbelievable. You know, pretty soon I'm going to be like Tarek Skubal when he really unloads one. I'll hit triple digits.
More famous 91, Dennis Rodman or Sergey Fedorov?
I got to go with Sergey, but I'm a big Sergey slappy. Okay. You know, Rodman was great too, though, in his own way. It's a little off, that might mean something while I got these 91 followers on Blue Sky. I'm going to be half wired out. But anyway, the Tigers, off to this incredible start, on pace to win 102 games. I did some research. I mean, every column, it's up there. Check it out, the column I wrote about this. The Tigers, counting the playoffs, they played over 81 games, or 82 games to be exact, since they went on that 30-11 heat check at the end of the year. And they're playing 30 games above 500 in that time. That is a winning percentage that over 162 games would be the third best since the 162-game era, if they were to carry it out over 162 games in a full season, behind only the Mariners. They had a great team in 2001 that didn't win in the playoffs.
Nope.
The Yankees in 98 and the Dodgers in 2022. So they've been playing at an utterly incredible clip. Now, I don't think they're going to sustain it, but they're definitely a contender. Absolutely. I'm figuring 92 wins, something like that, in the low 90s, that they'll win their division. But the minor league system has been thriving in a certain way to help in that regard. And that is, they got a lot of players that have come up this year and started to perform that could provide trade bait for them. And I'm not talking about Max Clark or McGonagall or Lorenzo, who, by the way, is really struggling both offensively and defensively, or anybody, Brissino, anybody that's in that top of the line category. I'm talking about like the second round pick that they had a couple years ago in Max Anderson, the year they took Clark. He was somebody that they slotted lower so that they could sign McGonagall. He was their second-round pick out of Nebraska, and he got off to kind of a slow pro start. He's 23. But at Double A this year, he really has come on. He's hitting .326. He's got seven home runs already. His OPS is .933. And they haven't played him at third. They've only played him at second, which he's a hit-first type of prospect. He's not somebody who runs fast or whatever. But there's definitely some potential there. And they got Hoyu Lee in Double A. Obviously, they played Cole Keith at second base. I don't know, Torres probably maybe a one-year guy for them. I don't know. He certainly helped them. But Max Anderson or Hoyu Lee are definite trade pieces, and they're both good. It's not like, hey, you know, you're just trying to get rid of somebody's garbage. These guys are good and would have some trade value definitely at the deadline with whatever the Tigers' needs are. And make no mistake about this, Evan. There's going to be a point where the Tigers are going to need somebody.
For sure.
Right now it's like, oh, what are they going to do with all this talent? You know, it's like, hey, you know, I don't know if Hobby's going to keep hitting like that. You know, Zach McKinstry, he's on pace for a 9 WAR, like Ohtani or something. It's right. Not going to happen. And, you know, there's a number of different things that can happen. Injuries could come up. They got a lot more depth pitching-wise, you know, in the fielding. But they're at some point, they could use somebody.
Sure.
And they're definitely buyers at the deadline, I would think, this year.
I completely agree with that assessment. And you're right. I mean, as a baseball fan that watches 162 games, you have to wait for the other shoe to drop. It's inevitable. Somebody's going to get hurt somewhere on that field.
And there, you're going to run into some situations, slumps that you didn't anticipate. You know, their schedule is a cookie cutter right now. They're, you know,
6-win Rockies team that they're facing.
18% winnage.
6-28. Oh, my goodness. Is that bad?
And they most of the teams are playing here. Some of them aren't that bad, the Cardinals or the Rangers or whatever, but they don't play an above 500 team again until May 24th. But during the dog days, they do, and they've got the Guardians to contend with.
That's the thing that nobody's really talking about. The Guardians are only, what, a half game out right now? So, I mean, they're right there with the Tigers now, and you obviously want to win the Central and not have to play in the wild or be a wild card team, but right now, Pat, it's like whatever they do seems to be right.
I mean,
they're hitting the crap out of the baseball. Against the Angels, they just dismantled them. It was incredible. I mean, Javi Baez all of a sudden is the next coming of Babe Ruth, it seems.
Well,
like.
He's out there too, like Willie Mays jumping over the ball.
An incredible catch. You know, incredible.
It's unbelievable how good he is out there.
And we poked fun. I know I did.
I thought it was a joke.
And everybody was like, oh, shortstops are great athletes. They can easily do this. And I'm like, I think it's a little harder than you imagine.
And I don't think he's the athlete he used to be, but, you know.
Stepped right in. It's amazing. And you know what? Maybe the Tigers were right and he was right. That hip surgery seems to turn the man around.
Well, you know, we'll see. A.J. Hinch will spot him.
Yeah.
You know, he's not going to put him in situations unless he thinks he can be successful. He can afford to do that and get the most out of him. Eventually, they definitely need Meadows back. Verlaine's already started his rehab. He'll be back soon.
Yes.
So, you know, and that one's easy. Jahan goes down. It's that simple.
It really is. He's what you like to call a four.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Great player.
He looks like it. He's got good plate discipline.
He was great in the playoffs last year.
So it's nice to get the walks and, you know, things like that. I think he's better than a 4A player as a hitter, but he's not a dominant hitter. And certainly defensively, you can't really play him in the field. So it's kind of obvious. But when Meadows comes back, it's a good problem to have. There's all kinds of different things that happen at some point, you know. But the idea that the Tigers just have too much talent, in a sense, they're starting to grow that talent. And what you do is then you are able to be one of those organizations that is able to trade a prospect that in the past you desperately needed to play for you in the major leagues there's a couple other candidates for that. Dylan Smith, who was the third round pick in 2021, has done very well in the bullpen for Erie. He's always had a big time arm. People like him. He has a player, good athlete, does a lot of things well on the mound. He's gone to the bullpen and he's done well there. And he could possibly be a trade. Trey Cruz, who's 26 years old, so he's not a youngster, was taken in the third round of the 2020 draft, which, by the way, you know, had Dingler, Torque, and Cole Keith. It's a pretty good draft.
Only five rounds.
And Gage Workman's played in the major leagues now.
Yeah, I saw the Cubs DFA'd him.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Did the Tigers pick him back up? Because I know that they would have had the option.
No, he was picked up by somebody.
Okay, because I knew that the Tigers...
He's played for somebody else. I can't think of...
Because he was a Rule 5 pick. I'll look it up.
Somebody picked him up. Oh, it was the White Sox. He's on the White Sox now. The first team that had a shot at him, I think. Or maybe the second team. Colorado probably had it.
At least he didn't have to move far.
No, he's just right there.
Going from the Cubs to the White Sox.
But it seems like a million miles away if you've ever been to the two places. It does.
It really does.
it's very different. Justin Bigby's having a pretty good year. And sneaky here. Kilbadoo is doing well. Kilbadoo has an 892 OPS. He's only 26 years old. So there might be some trade value for a Kilbadoo. And a Kilbadoo, if he keeps this up, he may find himself in the major leagues with the Tigers if necessary.
Well, and it's a guy that has major league experience as well. And if you're a team trading for him, that's something that you can hang your hat on.
Well, somebody's going to like him because he has a live bat and he can run. All right? He's always been, kind of up and down, it seems like, in a lot of ways. Certainly has had trouble. Got a big ego after that first year that he did so well. And
He's in commercials. He was doing everything.
He was trying to be a slugger. That didn't work. So he's gotten some either bad advice or, you know, bad recognition. But it's been pretty good. As far as the Tigers' top prospects, Max Clark's been solid. Not a lot of power. Four doubles, one home run. Now, in fairness to Max Clark, in that league, those ballparks are pretty good sized. But having said that, he needs to, you know, I think one of the things he'll work on is driving the ball. But obviously, he's doing what they want him to do first. Amazingly, he's only struck out 16 times. He's cut down on his strikeouts, and he's walked nearly twice as many times, or well, a lot more, 25 walks. And he's still a very good situational hitter. You know, if there's somebody on second base, he'll hit a line drive and knock him home. Runs well, very good defensively. He's making good progress, and at some point, if he doesn't force it or whatever, I do think he'll slug the ball a little bit more than what he's doing. I'm trying to be objective here, but he's really doing well, I think. Watching him, I like the way he approaches his at bats. Bryce Rainer, I got off to a really slow start, the Tigers' first round pick last year. Now he's picked it up a great deal. He's hit a couple home runs. He's got two, and that's a hard league to hit home runs in, big ballpark, very dense air at this time of the year with the humidity down in Florida. His OPS is up over 800. He's hitting 260 something. We're talking about somebody who hardly got any hits in his first 15 at bats or whatever. He was injured there for a while. Still don't know what the injury was, but he's been playing regularly. They kind of rotate him between DH and shortstop, so they're bringing him along slower. But it wouldn't surprise me if Clark at some point ends up in Erie. All right? And it wouldn't surprise me at all if at some point Bryce Rainer ends up at West Michigan.
Okay.
Bryce Rainer, he's hitting the ball hard. Look, there's body amount of games on there, but the Lakeland home games are on now from there. And watching him, I like his swing and his approach. He's pretty good.
Still super young at 19 as well.
Yeah, but, bouncing back like that has definitely been a good sign for them, absolutely. Without question.
Is he a shortstop in the major leagues?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. The question I had with him is, and I still do, is how good a hitter is he going to be? He's definitely a shortstop athlete.
Okay.
With his arm, he's a taller, rangy type of player, but he's definitely a shortstop possibility at the major leagues. I mean, that's why they took him. He projects as a major league shortstop.
If there is one position on this Tigers team right now that you would think that they could use an upgrade at, what would that be?
Third.
Okay.
I mean, it's obvious.
Yeah. And well, I worry about short, too, because Trey was having those yips again. And...
Yeah. Well, it's short, too. I know we went 4-for-5 as we're, in the most recent game as we're taping this. But, he's obviously got some talent. He's got some – he runs well.
Yeah.
Surprisingly well. He's in a high percentile running-wise, and he's got power when he connects. But, and defensively, he can make the plays, but there's a lack of – and the throwing is a concern.
Yeah.
When he sets himself to throw, he's great when he throws on the run. Now he's deliberately throwing on the run, it seems like.
Well, yeah, you're almost taking the thinking out of it with that, right? It seems like if he's flat-footed, he's thinking like, oh, my God, and then trying to guide the ball there. And we all know that doesn't work out well.
But the left side of the infield's a concern. Verling being back, that should help it some.
Sure.
And the whole thing with Jace Young is, he's got a hit.
Which he can't do right now.
He's been good defensively. Very good defensively, but you got a hit. So he's improved the area of a concern, and I think he's a big-time hitter eventually. Well, I don't know, big-time, but definitely a major league solid hitter. And he hasn't shown any of that other than he's had pretty good plate discipline. You got to hit. You got to perform. It's the same with Torque. You got to perform.
It seems like Torque, as long as he keeps hitting home runs, he can hit that 230 and people will
be okay.
It doesn't matter.
Batting average doesn't mean squat.
Why is that gone far away from the average baseball fan? Because even at Comerica Park, if you go as a fan, they're showing OPS up there and not batting average anymore.
Well, OPS is what matters. Think about it. It's your on-base plus slugging percentage, how many times you get on base, how much you're slugging the ball. Batting average is kind of a convoluted stat. You can hardly ever walk and have a high batting average.
Sure.
You can hardly ever hit a home run and have a high batting average. OPS covers both how much you get on base and how much you slug.
And just for people that might not be aware, slugging percentage is, how do they determine that? Is it
the total bases?
Okay.
Divided by at bats.
Okay, gotcha.
So that's, you know, where that number comes from.
Well, it's just, it's funny because you're so used to seeing batting average as like the 1A stat in all of Major League Baseball.
Well,
and now it seems like it's falling apart. Now I'm saying that from being a 90s kid growing up watching baseball, right?
Well, you should try to be like me, like a 70s kid growing up and watching baseball.
Well, yeah, I mean.
I mean, it's really changed. Wins don't count anymore. Pitcher wins.
Which I still think that they should, but.
They count it.
No,
I mean, it's the first thing they show.
But it's not.
It used to be everything. He was a 20-game winner.
Exactly.
You know, that type of thing. That doesn't.
But pitchers aren't only going 5 or 6 anymore.
Right, and I think maybe they should look at changing, like, hey, the starter's got to go 5 innings to get a win type of thing.
Right.
But the game's changed. I put this up on X last year. And it was extremely fascinating, and I think people should have looked at it if they didn't. Well, Mickey Lolich in 1971, all right, he had 29 complete games. There were only 28 complete games in Major League Baseball last year.
God.
So it's changed a great deal. And that was with the lower mound. The mound was lowered in 1969 from 15 inches to 10 inches because they were worried pitching was dominating. So the game changes. It evolves. It's in the lexicon, right? The batting average,
yes,
that people look at when it should be OPS, on base percentage, things like that. Batting average just really does look. And the other thing too is, like, if you have 15 more hits, you know, like, your batting average just goes up like crazy compared to, like, and if you're getting 15 hits that don't matter.
Or like 15 singles with nobody on.
Yeah, nobody on. Yeah, it doesn't produce anything. So you got to incorporate everything. That's why wins above replacement is so important.
Yeah.
You know, and to me, and look, I understand there's certain flaws to it, but especially with position players, that's the number one thing I look at. And then the second thing I look at is OPS. OPS plus.
I'm glad I asked that question.
You know, runs created, things like that.
Sure.
And I also spend a lot of time looking at the technology. You know, like, for example, there's no, like, I got this question like 3 times last week, and I was a bit taken aback by it, but come to think of it, people don't know. It's like, hey, Pat, you know, how does Dan Dickerson know right away whether he was throwing a slider or a fastball?
They show it on the scoreboard now.
Yeah, well, they've shown it forever.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, well, a couple years anyway. It seems like forever. And, you know, I was like, oh, you don't know this? So I guess, you know, I'll tell you this. It's based on the spin of the ball.
Okay.
It's on an axle, right? You know, if you put the baseball and act like there's a, you know, a spike holding it down and the spin of it. If it spins at a 1 o'clock rotation, like, you know, like this,
yeah.
And I'm doing a verbal thing, a visual thing, but think of a clock at 1 o'clock. That's a 4-seam fastball.
Okay.
You know, no ball spins like over straight. If it's down at like 3 o'clock, that's a slider. And it's on, I saw it somewhere, Baseball Savant, something like that. They do have that explained with the clock. Sometimes a fastball 4-seamer will measure as a sinker because it's on a slightly different rotation.
Sure.
But that's how they determine the pitch. They do it immediately. It's instantaneous. There's no such thing as a radar gun. I kind of was shocked when Jason Benetti and Andy Dirks were talking in Anaheim and said, well, it seems like the gun's a little hot today. What do you think? That's because of the conditions there. It might have been wind at the back, whatever.
Sure.
It's measured to the nth degree in every major and minor league ballpark now. So there's – and even if you watch a college game, you know, SEC stadium or whatever, they'll have all those measurements right there instantaneously.
That's why baseball's the best.
Well, it's. I think it's – some people don't like that.
I love it. I love it. The more info you can give me, the better.
The same here, you know, and it's made my enjoyment of following baseball so much better.
100%. I agree with
you. You know, so I like all this stuff and – You know, the Tigers were way behind on this type of thing, you know, for years, but they've moved into now where they're among the very best at this. And I think that's part of the reason that they've been as successful as they are. I know Avila drafted well at the end. I mean, he certainly drafted, you know, Kerry Carpenter in the 19th round, Skubal in the 10th round. He hit a home run with Riley Green at 5.
Absolutely.
Very underrated player. But the bottom line about it is they needed somebody to take them forward with this type of thing. And I think it was, you know, Al tried that way and missed on, you know, his free agent signings.
A little bit.
A lot.
I was trying to be nice.
A lot.
I mean, Jordan Zimmerman.
I love Al. You know that. I know, you know, but come on.
And, do you remember the first four starts for Jordan Zimmerman? He was lights out.
Yeah, it was great. He was better than Scherzer. That's why he always got to be careful of these early season things. You know, it's like I always tell people, Torque's like one bad month away from y'all hating him again.
Oh, 100%.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's, you know, he's made the adjustments that are necessary to have sustainable success. But I don't see any way they're going to win 102 games.
Now, you got to imagine a couple losing stretches in there, no matter what it is, right? Yeah. I mean, it's just baseball. It's the nature of the game. They happen.
But I do think they're built for the playoffs.
I do, too. Their pitching is as strong as it's ever been. They actually have 5 starters. I mean,
you know,
the fact that you can pitch Job every 10 to 12 days and be able to give him a day off,
that's exactly what they need. He can't pitch more than 100 innings, and you want him ready for that postseason.
Absolutely.
In case he's needed maybe
he's electric
out of the bullpen.
Right now.
Yeah. So Yeah, people are complaining about Marcello Mayer, though. They're trying to figure out a way. Remember that shortstop they passed on?
Oh, yeah.
He's been pretty good in Boston. He hasn't made his major league debut, but they're trying to figure out a way to get him in there. So, you know, they got 2 prospects, Roman Anthony and Marcello Mayer, so that could come up and really give the Red Sox a lift. So I'd watch out for them a little bit. But other than that, I don't see the American League as having a dominant team. The Yankees, they're good, obviously. What is Judge hitting, man? Is
he was 4-something.
He's got numbers like, you know, like if you had the all-high school
he's
team.
Hitting 500 off of lefties this year, like 11-22.
Right.
I think he's got 5 home runs. He's incredible what he's doing right now.
That's a good series, them and the Padres. Watched some of that last night, although it was in some kind of fog. The Red Sox, I could see them coming up. I'd watch out for the Rangers a little bit.
He already has a WAR of 3.
That's amazing.
He's got,
I mean, that's double what Zach McKinstry has. That's
11
that's
home
incredible.
Runs, 33 RBI. He has 22 walks. His OBP right now is like Barry Bonds numbers,
yeah.
503.
Yeah, he's incredible. I know he didn't get it done in the World Series or anything, but their pitching's suspect. You know, a lot of their different things that they've done aren't exactly panning out. But they're still, their record is as good as the Tigers nearly. So you got to watch out for them. And, you know, I think Boston will come up, Texas maybe. Expect a leveling out from Seattle, although their pitching's really good. And I pointed this out, Kansas City, got to watch out for them a little bit. They got Bobby Witt Jr., and although they're a little offensive challenge, their pitching's really good.
Yeah, he's a top 5 player in the league, man. Bobby Witt is incredible.
Easy, he's incredible.
Fast as can be. He's got a sharp arm. He's great at the plate.
Yeah, that's a legitimate 5-tool player.
Yes, absolutely.
So, but anyway, enjoyed the podcast here today. Don't forget to like us, subscribe to us. Apple iTunes Store, Google Play Store. Of course, Odyssey.com. That's Pat Caputo 98 on X. I'm on Blue Sky, too. I think I put Pat Caputo 98 on Blue Sky, too. Follow me on Blue Sky. Please follow me on Blue Sky. You know, I got more. I'm following more people than I've got followers on Blue Sky. I feel like such a loser on Blue Sky.
You get there. You just started, man.
And, yeah, I'm sure. Evans, Gentleman Jenkins on X. And Facebook, you can get all this stuff on Facebook. 97.1 The Ticket Facebook account. Evan is diligent to put that up all the time. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333. Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest, it hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.